sometimes here on the show, if we're preparing for a segment, be it before 4 o'clock or we're kicking some things around here in studio, I mean, that's typically when things get the most animated. It could be an intimidating atmosphere to walk into. Like, you feel like you're going to get your head bit off if you try and come in and talk to us about whatever it may be. But I don't think we're as bad, apparently, as one Steve Harvey, is what we have discovered today. I did not know that Steve Harvey, one, had a radio show. Obviously, I know him from Family Feud, but I guess if you work on his radio show or anywhere around there, you got to be very careful about approaching Steve Harvey when he is in his zone.
Well, you do now.
When he is getting ready.
This is a memo that was leaked today that he sent out to his staff, and it starts out fine. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back.
Hey, and salutations.
And then from there, I'm going to have to skim through some of this stuff, but he says there's going to be some new rules for this coming season. There will be no meetings in my dressing room, no stopping by or popping in, no one. Do not come into my dressing room unless invited. Do not open my dressing room door. If you open my door, expect to be removed. My security team will stop everyone from standing at my door who have the intent to see or speak to me. You must schedule an appointment. Do not approach me when I'm in the makeup chair unless I ask to speak with you directly. Either knock or use the doorbell. Do not walk in any hallway to speak to me. I hate being ambushed. Please make an appointment.
We get the point, Steve Harvey. By the way, it's like the number 5 thing trending on Twitter right now for this.
Yeah.
First of all, I'd love to know who leaked this. Somebody that apparently made the mistake of trying to talk to him and got their head chopped off, and now they want some retribution there. But, man, setting an intimidating work environment, Mr. Harvey.
I mean, if he has to, like, spend more time studying the cards for Miss Universe to make sure that he announces the right one next time, maybe I understand it.
Well, but see, he handled that with, I thought it's a good attitude.
Yeah, I've never seen Steve Harvey get upset.
Yeah, that's why this surprises me. You know, he took that in stride when you could have gone the total opposite way with that. I don't know, maybe he was like that behind closed doors and not publicly, but publicly he handled that crisis well. Boy, I guess maybe now that he has and he's come out on the other side, such a huge celebrity, he's got new rules. Coming up, George Schrader of USA Today, college football writer. He sat down with Bill Snyder in Phoenix, wrote a great piece about it. We will talk to him about it coming up next.
Get everything you want in a